Nobody likes to lose. In spite of the fact that our college debate team lost more than we won, all of us agreed that it was an extremely valuable experience. There was one matter that always had to be considered. Do the advantages outweigh the disadvantages? No matter what the issue was, that question was always asked. I thought about that in relation to the Christian life. Do the advantages of being a Christian outweigh the disadvantages? What do we enjoy that others outside of Christ are missing? What happened to us when we became Christians? This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, our position in Christ. First of all, we have been completely forgiven of all of our sins. In Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. You and I are no longer under the condemnation of sin. We are free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Second, we have been united with the very life of God, actually partaking of His holy nature, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Through Jesus Christ, God has become our Father in heaven, and the Holy Spirit has become our friend and helper and guide on earth. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. This spiritual union has lifted us to a plateau of life that is totally unknown to the person without Christ. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Third, we have been set free, liberated from Satan's power and kingdom. It is a pitiful thing to realize that everyone outside of Christ is a slave to his own sin and under the subjection of the devil. Jesus plainly taught, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do." He also said, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." You and I enjoy the wonderful freedom that only Christ can give. The chains have been broken and we have been set free. Fourth, we have free and confident access into the presence of God 24 hours a day. This is a remarkable thing when you think about it. Because of Jesus, the way to God is open and clear. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Fifth, we have a home in heaven reserved for us. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. We have it on the authority of Jesus Himself that heaven is ready and waiting for us. This world is not our home. We are just passing through. In light of all that, and much more that we didn't mention, is it any wonder that the Apostle Paul exclaimed, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." In realizing our glorious life in Christ, our hearts respond to the challenge, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." For me, the advantages of being in Christ certainly outweigh the disadvantages. May God bless you as you grow in your knowledge of Christ.